This edition of Sports Galore is proudly brought to you by Subway. And now, here's your hosts, Mark Allen and Adam Treloar.
G'day, everybody. I'm Mark Allen, and welcome to Sports Galore with Adam Treloar. Good to see you, Ed.
Good to be here again, mate.
Now, mate, you are driving me crazy today. Look at you. You've got your Oklahoma City top on.
Yep.
You're watching scores.
Yep.
Down so here, you're going to have to give us some just updates privately along the way. What's the score at the moment?
Well, we're up by 5 with 3 minutes to go. Game 2, we got blown out in the first game, so we really need this one away from home as well.
Playing the Spurs.
We are.
We'll get to that. We'll have to keep it me updated.
And
too,
by the time the show's done, the game will be over. So you'll be able to tell by my mood whether or not I want to be here, seeing if we win or lose.
Just see if you can keep the eye contact at some stage. Now, a loss to West Coast, six-day break after Anzac Day. Now another six-day break. And we're coming up. Now, this calls for gold standard recovery.
Recovery, absolutely.
So we hear the term. What does it involve?
So obviously a massive emphasis on recovery, obviously only being a six-day break. And then after that, we play in Brisbane, so we have to fly after the Carlton game. So it's huge for us. I mean, it's pretty much, you know, the ice baths, the yoga, the massage, the physio, as much as we can get. Basically staying off our feet pretty much as we can get, and only really having one main session a week, and that's ours is Thursday this week. So, and then it's reviewing, previewing the game, and that's pretty much it. And for me, it's just going to be getting as much water as I can and recovering, and make sure I'm right, ready to hit the ground running against Carlton this week.
Diet as well, I imagine.
Oh yeah, but that's a continuing.
That doesn't step up
exactly
or anything.
For the elite athletes, mate. That's a no brainer.
Can't sneak a tin tam in or anything
all,
like that.
Maybe a cheat meal after the game, but no, not at all, mate.
Well, Levi Greenwood, what's the story with the haircut, mate? Well, it looks like you guys are always playing games.
Yeah, well, apparently there's a story going around that I heard that Geordie DeGoey, Bum Buddies M2, that had a bet with him whilst we're doing weights, which is you should always be focused on weights, but can't help because there's a gym floor there where you can kick the footy around. So.
Right.
I think Geordie or Levi have gone. No, Geordie said to him, if I kick this ball into the hoop, you got to shave your head. And so Geordie pulls it absolutely out of his bum and kicks the goal. And there you go.
How many shots at that goal, at that ring, would it take?
It would have been heaps. For me, mate, it'd take me ages. There's actually...
1 in 50?
Yeah. On the plane trip on the way back after the game this past weekend, I'll sit next to Levi and Geordie, the bum buddies, as I say. And... Yeah. And they played this little game, is basically, what are the odds of you doing this? So Geordie said to... for some reason, he had goggles on him. I don't know why he had goggles on him. So Geordie says to Levi, what are the odds of you putting these goggles on for an hour on this plane? And Geordie goes... I mean, Levi goes, 1 out of 10. So what they got to do is they got to guess a number between 1 out of 10 at the same time. And if they get it right, he has to do it. So they go 3, 2, 1. And they both say 4.
Right.
And so then Levi's going, oh, no.
Goggles.
Put the goggles on, and he's sitting there. And this is before we've even taken off. So the ladies come down, and she sort of second looked at Levi and gone, are you wearing goggles? And Levi was like, yeah, wearing goggles. So there you go. They're bum buddies, them too.
Well, coming back from Subiaco, topic this week, the toughest road trips in sports. So give us an idea. I mean, when you were playing for GWS, I imagine you pretty much went everywhere.
Yeah.
So what was the toughest one in your view? Down to Geelong?
Well, yeah, Geelong and Subiaco, the main stadium, they're pretty much the toughest because you probably couldn't get as more hostile than what it is being there. Even Sydney in a way, but... Because I played for Greater Western Sydney, Sydney is a little bit hostile from Melbourne teams or Brisbane teams or any other teams coming in. But the two biggest for me were Geelong and WA. They were the two toughest grounds to play at.
What about the NFL over in the States? I know you love the sport.
Absolutely,
over there.
Mate.
The Seattle Seahawks, their stadium, mate. The acoustics, the two grandstands
I know, I've heard about that. And them being such a good team, and I don't know if they have no mercy rule where... You know, if a team gets 37-0 up, then take it a little bit easy, but I don't think they do, and that's how good they are. And it wouldn't help with the stadium that they have, and their fans would have been brutal.
Now, I reckon the other big road trip that we've seen this year in our NBL, that was when the Breakers took on the Wildcats the three series.
Absolutely.
I mean, going
from
Perth
and
all the way
to New Zealand,
back
Perth
and forth.
Won that 2-0, though, didn't they? I think they stole that in New Zealand just at the end.
I reckon you're
right.
Yeah, they didn't have to make
it. Yeah, imagine that. Imagine that.
What would actually take place? I mean, if the Pies had that huge six-hour journey, and even if there was a stopover in Melbourne along the way, I mean, how...
Well, they only had, I think it might have been 3 or 4 days in between. So you'd pretty much just be recovery. There wouldn't be anything too drastic in terms of getting any fitness or anything because, there's no point. You don't want to be fatigued going into the game. But, that'd be massive for us.
How about playing at 5,280 feet?
Yeah.
Denver Broncos.
I know what you're saying, the Broncos, yeah. Denver Nuggets in the NBA as well. But everyone talks about that. And I think that's an advantage because they basically have an altitude training. I mean, sometimes we go and train there just for a pre-season and they're doing it in everyday life. So they're sleeping and getting altitude training. So they're
Explain the burn. Explain the burn when you do the altitude training. We always hear about the burn in your lungs.
Yeah, it's hard to breathe. It's just... That's the point of it. It's to like minimize the air that can go into you, obviously, because there's not much air up there, and just to get fitter, I suppose. And it's similar to heat training as well. Training in the heat when you're training in hot conditions, you got to acclimatize to that. It's basically like that, and you supposedly get benefits, but I just think it depends how hard you work. But that's just me.
Give me a score update. What's happening with OKC here?
We're up by two with 2:50 to go.
Look at you. Look at the smile on your face.
Yeah, well, it's 2:50 to go. That could take it half an hour.
Righto, this takes us to the Subway Sportsman of the Week. Now, one of our very own Collingwood supporters, of course, are all going to be Matthew Dellavedova, if you don't mind. Cleveland Cavaliers. I think they cleaned up Atlanta.
They beat Atlanta today, game one.
104-93?
Yep.
Something like that. Yep. So really
cleaned LeBron and King James got to work.
Big Collingwood fan. We know that.
Yeah, LeBron James.
No, that'd be nice.
That'd be nice.
Have you seen him watching his son play?
Yeah, he's better than half the NBA players.
That's good fun to watch as well.
Yeah.
He had this to say to Sports Galore. Let's have a listen to Matty Dellavedova putting together his starting five from the Pies.
Well, I know, obviously, Pennebry. I went to a camp with him when we were in Vic Country. He was a couple of years older, so... He'd probably be the star of the team, and then Nathan Brown, Reed, those guys are also Vic Country guys, so I think they'd want a spot in the team. Grundy, probably be a good centre, and then maybe I could play with them as well.
Matty Dellavedova there, fantastic to have him on board, the black and white.
Absolutely.
How about the Cleveland Cavaliers last year? They played the Australian National Anthem before one of their games.
I know, how good's that?
That is taken it to a whole new level.
I think the Australians are now, with Ben Simmons coming through the draft, this is off topic, but being an Australian, he'll probably go pick one. So the more Aussies we can get in the NBA, the better.
Righto, now we're up to you wouldn't believe it. I'm telling a story, you tell a story. You've got to work out whether it's spot on or
I've got
it's
a beauty
a no-go.
For you. Absolute beauty.
Righto. So Lambeau Field, home of the Green Bay Packers, you know that. The coldest place in football. The 1967 Super Bowl was played in negative 26 degrees Celsius.
Surely not.
All right. Water freezes at zero.
Cooled it off.
We all know that. Seven people went to hospital with hypothermia. One spectator died.
Are you serious?
Brown bread. Yes or no? Did that take place?
Nah. Surely not.
The marching band couldn't play, and the referees couldn't use their whistles because the metal would freeze to their skin. That is a true story.
No, it's not. I don't believe
it.
I'm going to go and Google
that. Go and Google it. That's a true story.
Are you serious?
True story.
Are you serious?
Refs couldn't blow the whistle.
Minus 26 degrees.
Correct.
I went to, over a couple of years ago when I went to America, that time when I watched... I watched 11 games in 10 days. I was over there with basketball.
Yeah.
And I was there, and I was walking around the streets of New York in, it would have been minus 2 degrees, and I was frozen.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine minus 26 degrees.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Probably blokes in the crowd with their shirt off like they do. Right.
Well, mate, I've got an absolute ripper for you. Like, this is a massive shout-out to Sam, the producer of this, because this is going to be great whether you... figure this is out or true or false.
Right.
Anyway, a lot of college football teams have extremely intimidating home field advantages, as you know.
Yeah.
Some are just absolutely bizarre, though. The Clemson Tigers have their change rooms at one end of the field. So picture that, one end of the field.
Yeah.
Minutes before the game, all the players and the staff board buses, so minibuses, that drive around the stadium to the other ends of the stadium, where they run onto the field. They do it so that every player can touch a famous rock as they enter the field. Do you reckon that's true or false?
A rock?
Yeah. So it'd be like us playing at the MCG in our change room and then driving all the way around to another...
To touch a rock.
To touch... Nah. It's true, mate. No. 100% true.
There's no way.
100% true.
Not everyone gets on board buses to touch a rock. What's the significance of the rock?
Mate, it's probably something personal to the Clemson Tigers.
I understand if there's a statue of a great coach or somebody who was a legend of the school or something, but a rock?
You can argue that with them if you get the chance.
Righto, news of the week, and I want you to tell me whether or not you care. Can we get a score update?
We're up by 2, 96-94.
All right, we'll get back to 25 seconds. Come on, we're done. Do you care? Here we go.
I love this.
Arsenal will play friendlies in Sydney in 2017.
I had no idea about that. I had no idea. I just found that out just then.
Care?
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I'll be there. Who plays for him? Does Thierry Henry still play? No, he doesn't.
Not sure.
Well, I do care because that's pretty cool.
I wonder if Arsene Wenger will still be there. The NFL draft.
I
253
love the draft.
Picks over 3 days. Imagine if the AFL crazy. Draft that was the crazy. Same sort of thing. Do you care about this stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
How about some of the Australians who got drafted? Adam Gotsis, defensive tackle, Denver. That's massive. Lockie Edwards.
Played with him.
What do you mean?
So
you played with him?
Yeah. So JRC Cup, Dandong Stingrays. So this is like the Elite Pathway program where you get drafted.
This is the new punter at the New York Jets.
New York Jets. And so I played my bottom age and year with him, and then I got drafted to the Giants, so I only really played a year with him. But I played with him.
Could he play?
And we chat. Yeah, it was a good. I remember him being. Well, this is funny because now he's a punter, but I remember him being a massive kick, ironically. And then anyway, we get on with our lives, we do our own thing, and then I had him on Facebook one time, and I seen that he got accepted to this college over in America. I think it's Sam Houston State.
Something like
that. And anyway, I seen he was punting, and then I thought, oh, that's cool, and I occasionally spoke to him. And then last year, I seen that it was his last year, and he had a really good year. They won some title, and then yesterday, or 2 days ago when the draft was on, I seen that Lockie Edwards got drafted, like, pick in the second round. I couldn't believe it. I messaged him saying, well done, mate, you should be proud, everything.
Yeah, another Australian, Tom Hackett, goes to New York as well, but he's in the Giants. He went to the Giants. So, sensational. Now, the A-League Grand Final.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand why this is on a Sunday afternoon. I reckon it just gets buried. Yeah. But the A-League Grand Final, finally, after the first 8 games, they hadn't had a win in the season, fairy tale they comes win. True, and away they go.
Yep. You know what I loved? I do care. I love the celebration when the guy kicked the third. Wasn't it like the 89th minute or something?
Yeah, he was the sub who came on.
When he kicked that goal, when he ran over to the crowd and mate, it sent chills down my spine because that's exactly how you want to feel out in the footy field.
Now, I know you're a big Grand Prix fan. I know it's just massive.
Yeah.
It's on your agenda.
That's my cup of tea.
It's on your radar. Nico Rosberg has now won 7 races in a row.
That's good.
You don't care, mate.
Nah.
I'm just putting a cross through that one right there. This last one, just a little bit of fun here.
All right.
South Korea. All right, not North. Not their buddies up North.
Yep.
They have designed insect-repellent Olympic uniforms at Rio.
Are you sure that's a do you care? Or is that a wouldn't believe? Because what are they on? What is that?
Well, apparently they've got some big bugs over there in Rio.
Okay.
Gotta look after yourself. No mosquito bites.
No, well, I'm not going over there. So as long as it doesn't affect the basketballers, the Boomers, I want them to go well. So,
have we got a final for Oklahoma City?
We're up by 4 with 18 seconds to go.
All done. And
come
done.
On.
Adam, good to see you. We'll catch you next week on Sports Galore.
Thanks to our friends at Subway, this has been another episode of Sports Galore. If you've got feedback on the show or you have a topic you'd like the guys to talk about, use the club's official social channels to let us know. Go Pies.